You're listening to Fred Film Radio. I am here in Venice in our Fred booth with Birgit Heitzig, who is a journalist and film editor of the magazine published both in German and English, Green Film Shooting. Hello, Birgit.
Hi.
So, how sustainable film production these days in the world, generally speaking?
Oh, it's really moving up since 2012. Since I'm publishing this magazine, a lot has really happened on one hand, and on the other hand, it's still just a drop on a hot stone, as we say, because there are a lot of efforts all over the world, in Germany, in France, in Italy, especially in the United States, that more and more films get produced in a sustainable way. But there's still so much work to be done, especially to raise the awareness of the people, the teams and crews who are working in production.
Can you give us an example of a bad and very unsustainable production, and on the contrary, a very sustainable production?
Yeah, a very bad example is, for example, a big action movie where you really crash a lot of cars, which is really still going to happen, that you just don't only do visual effects, that you really go and use maybe also old cars, but you crash them and on intention, because this is what is happening in the movie. And if they are really end up in the rivers or so, this is a disaster in terms of the environment, of course. A good example is if you have somebody who is an eco supervisor or so, who is really acting as an advisor for a certain film production, talks to the different departments, and they all figure out together what can be done to become more sustainable and to produce a film in a more conscious way in terms of the environment. So that is something you would do, like you would do in your own lives, that you, for example, maybe you don't take the plane so much often, or switch to the train, or if you take the car, that not just one person is driven somewhere, but you can put people together, or you can go on a train. You can try to get renewable energy if ever possible. You can have more healthy food, which is also good for the body. You can try to avoid produce large amount of waste, and also avoid it if everybody doing 3 or 4 bottles of plastic bottles of water, then in the end, after a production, you have thousands of bottles. This is then just too much. So
I think you could surround the island of Manhattan with the bottles consumed to make the movie Spider-Man.
Yes, exactly. Spider-Man 2, they saved almost 200,000 bottles of plastic water by just using huge galleons. So every crew member had its own glass, which was reused when it was washed, and so they didn't throw away so many plastic bottles. And in the end, they counted with this amount of bottles, 200,000. If you would have them put next to each other, it would have been a circle around the island of Manhattan, which is quite impressive, I think.
Yes, it's quite impressive, and it's also nice to know that people, advisors are available for productions to be sustainable and cut costs, because this doesn't have to be more expensive. In fact, locally sourced products and using less transportation and having recyclable bottles and things like that, maybe cups, one mug per person on the shoot, are simple things that actually do not cost always more, but less.
Absolutely. If we stick to the Spider-Man example, they were saving about $40,000 just by avoiding a lot of garbage, because if you're producing big amounts of waste, you also have to pay for it, because it cannot go with just in the normal waste transportation. So you're paying a lot of money, and they had so much money, which so much garbage, which they didn't produced. With this amount of garbage, you could have filled the Statue of Liberty 3.5 times. So
wow.
This is quite impressive, just
yes.
If you imagine.
Indeed.
This. And but also, if it comes down to electricity, if you have sensitive cameras, you use less light, or you replace usual lamps with LEDs, mm-hmm. and so on, then this is also less energy consuming. It is less, is more efficient. And so there are certain ways you can save money. Also, if you're doing recycling, if mm-hmm. you're working with costumes, which you can maybe change, and you take them from other film sets, or this is also true for production design. Mm-hmm. If this is stored, like in France, they have a big organization, and they collect a lot of props, and mm-hmm. also part of the sets. We have that in Germany too. So if you do that, this is it only makes sense if it's nearby. You cannot fly it in from another country.
Yes, this is an Île-de-France organization called EcoProd. But we are here in Venice, and I think you have been meeting some people and talking about green film shooting with other colleagues. What happened here in Venice?
Oh, absolutely. For the first time here in Venice took place the Green Venice Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is really great that also NASA, a festival after Berlin and also in Canberra, some initiatives were happening, is now really focusing on this environmental mm-hmm. issue. And at the Green Venice Day, the Cuarón brothers were invited. So Alfonso Cuarón is the head of the international jury,
absolutely.
The president, as we know, and his brother, he is a biologist. So they had also different points of view and were discussing a bit about this issue, where I think the biologist is more green than the other film. And of course, this is another discussion. This is how much content-wise, uh-huh. Films also should raise the awareness uh-huh. On environmental issues. And this was also combined with the Red Cross Italia, which is giving out an award for films in competition
uh-huh.
Who are dealing a lot with content. But this is, of course, something which doesn't have anything to do with green production,
mm-hmm.
but it's also about awareness building.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, this is very interesting, and I shall hope that you will be back next year with more progress to tell us about. This was Birgit Heistig telling us about Greenfield Shooting, which is also the name of her magazine. And I am Bénédicte Pro, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.